This is the NBC Theater. From the NBC Theater in Hollywood, we bring you transcribed a drama based on Dostoevsky's intriguing short novel, The Gambler. The theme of the book, Life at the Roulette Table, is one that Dostoevsky could develop with too much accuracy for his own good. He had been around in that league, and his conclusions, both financial and moral, are expertly mirrored in the story of The Gambler, as dramatized by Ernest Canoy. Hear it now.
To my mind, roulette is simply made for Russians. The faculty of amassing capital seems almost a monopoly of the West. The Russian is not only incapable of amassing capital, but dissipates it in a reckless and unseemly way. Nevertheless, we need money. In roulette, one can grow rich all at once in 2 hours without work. That's very fascinating to us. And since we play badly, recklessly, without taking trouble, we usually lose.
Zero! The bank windows!
We arrived at the German town of Roulettenberg in the early evening. The general, his niece Paulina Alexandrovna, and myself.
Alexei?
Yes, General?
Here are 2 banknotes. Take them to the hotel desk and change them into German thalers. They will think we are millionaires and treat us accordingly.
Yes, General.
See that we receive the best rooms and make sure you are suited. Tell them you're the tutor in my family and not to take you for a mere servant.
Yes, sir.
And send another telegram to Moscow.
Another? We sent one just yesterday.
Idiots, do as I say.
Shall it be the same message?
I don't care. I just want to know when she's dead. That old witch will outlive us all.
Shall I call her granny in the telegram?
Yes, yes. Now hurry. Paulina.
Yes, Uncle.
We are to meet Monsieur de Greux at the hotel. You will kindly look your best.
I'll try. I'm not used to being considered collateral for your loans.
That will be enough. Well, what are you waiting for, Alexei? Jump!
Alexa, Alexa.
At your service, Paulina Alexandrovna.
Don't be formal. Have you got the money? Those diamonds I gave you were worth 2,000.
The proprietor of the pawn shop gave me 700 for them.
Only 700? The thief. It's not enough. I must have money, Alexa. I can't wait for Granny to die.
Is she very ill?
We've been waiting for her to go for 6 months. I'm only her grandniece, but I'm sure she'll remember me in her will.
I suppose in the meantime the general has borrowed heavily from the Frenchman.
Very heavily.
I noticed he asked after Granny. He must be waiting for her to go so the general can pay off.
When he finds out I'm in the will, he'll be after me. Alexa, I'm not sure whether I shall marry him or not.
How can you talk that way? Would you really marry the highest bidder?
It does annoy you. Well, if it's going to be useful to me, I must have you about. Here, take these 700 florins.
But they're yours.
But of course they are. Take them to the casino. Go and play. Win as much as you can at roulette. I must have money.
I started with 20 florins uneven.
Again about you.
I won, doubled my bet and played again. Again I won, and again. I should have gone away, but a strange sensation arose in me. A sort of defiance of fate. A desire to challenge it and put my tongue out at it. I laid down the largest stake allowed. 4,000 florins. I lost. I walked away from the table stunned. I couldn't even grasp what had happened to me. I only knew I must tell Paulina that her money was gone.
Gone? All gone?
Completely. The Frenchman met me in the corridor, told me he's waiting to escort you for a walk.
Let him wait.
He seemed pleased.
He should be. The general is completely mortgaged to him. If Granny doesn't die, he gets everything.
Paulina, don't you think it's funny to keep sending telegram after telegram asking, is she dead? Is she dead?
What are you so pleased about? Losing my money?
Why did you give it to me to lose? I told you I can't play for anybody else. Listen, when I play for myself, I'll give you all the money you need. I'm convinced I shall win. As soon as I begin playing for myself, I shall win.
You're positive?
I must win. I must, and so I shall.
Alexei, you are an unstable person not to be relied on. Besides, what do you want money for?
And you? Do you owe the Frenchman money?
You're very impertinent today. Are you drunk?
Pauline, I'm your slave. It's a fact. It doesn't depend on me.
Why do you want money?
If I had money, then it'd be different. Then I wouldn't be a slave. I wouldn't even be a tutor. Then you'd look at me, Pauline Alexandrovna. I wouldn't have to stand and listen while the general reads me a lecture in front of strangers. If I wanted to pull the Frenchman's nose, I'd pull his nose.
Alexei, you're a milksop.
Now I know. I'm nothing in your eyes. I have no hope. Why and how I love you, I don't know. I can't even tell if you're pretty. You certainly haven't a good heart.
Is that why you believe you can buy me with money?
When did I say that?
What else did you say? You talk so much you don't make sense. You're an imbecile, Alexei.
Someday I shall kill you, Paulina. I shall kill you. Not because I cease loving you, but because I have an impulse to devour you. Don't laugh. Do you know that I have an irresistible urge to disfigure you, to strangle you? I lose self-respect in your presence, Paulina. I humiliate myself, and I don't care.
You're a chatterer, Alexei. Your eyes may be fierce and bloodshot, but it isn't through anger. It's because you guzzled too much wine with dinner. Go away now. You no longer amuse me.
I walked on the promenade, and under the row of chestnut trees, I met an Englishman who'd been introduced to us some time before. A Mr. Astley. Enormously wealthy and a gentleman in that bloodless, soft-mouthed English way. I know he was attracted to Paulina. I used to torture myself placing imaginary bets over which he'd finally choose. De Grew, the Frenchman who held the general's mortgages, or Astley, the Englishman. We spoke of Paulina, and I took a devilish delight in shocking him.
May I remind you, sir, you are speaking of a lady?
Yes. Yes, a great lady. And everybody's interested in her. That's why they're worried about Granny.
About whom?
Granny, the old witch in Moscow who won't die. They expect the telegram every minute. Everything depends on Granny's will.
Oh.
The general pays his debts to the Frenchman.
Ah, and then Miss Paulina will be free, is that it? De Grew will get his money.
Do you think that's all he's waiting for? If Granny dies, Paulina gets a dowry. And as soon as she gets the dowry, she'll throw herself on his neck out of pure perversity. Women are like that. Oh.
Alexa!
Who's that? I heard someone shout my name.
It's over there on the hotel steps. Some woman in an armchair.
Oh.
Because it is rather funny. They must have carried her up from the station in that armchair.
You don't understand.
Is there anything wrong, Alexei?
Wrong! Everything's wrong. It's the funniest thing I ever saw. They're waiting for the telegram.
Waiting this very minute. But what is it? I don't understand.
It's Granny. She's supposed to be in her coffin, but she's here.
Well, Alexei, can't you welcome me? Can't you say hello? Have you grown too proud to say hello to old Granny?
No, of course not.
They buried me, didn't they? They sent telegrams to see if I was dead yet. I knew all about it. But I'm alive. Alive and kicking.
I was only surprised, ma'am.
Why, I just got into a train and came. Very comfortable. Have you been for a walk, Alexei?
Yes, to the casino.
The general is in the hotel?
Oh, yes. He's there now.
I'm told he keeps a carriage. That's a Russian for you. Spends all his money when he goes abroad. Kellner! Kellner!
Yes, madame. At your service, princess.
I never was a princess. Had a cousin who was. Here you. Get me a good room not too high up.
Yes, princess, of course. Yes, Adolphe, who it is? Take the bags and carry them up.
Who is this with you, Alexei?
Mr. Astley, an acquaintance of the general's.
English, huh? You know how I can tell? He stares at me and keeps his mouth shut. I like Englishmen, though. Here you, porter. Pick up my chair. Nuisance. Can't walk. I suppose that isn't so bad for 75. Carry me upstairs immediately. I want to see the general.
Granny.
Here I am, instead of a telegram. Didn't expect me, did you?
But how?
Just got on the train and came. What's the railroad for, eh? You all thought I'd be laid out and left you a fortune. Wasted a lot of money on telegrams. Who's this?
Monsieur de Grille.
Oh, the Frenchman, eh?
Oh, enchanté, Madame la Comtesse. Croyez que je suis enchanté. Et votre santé, mais c'est un miracle. Vous voir ici, moi. Quelle charmante surprise, Madame.
In a pig's eye. Oh,
Granny.
I know all about this one. Well, glad to see me.
Well, of course. We were so worried. You receive such despairing telegrams.
You're lying like a peasant caught in a wine cellar.
But you shouldn't have come. Your age, your health.
Nonsense, as usual. But don't worry, I haven't got anything against you. Well, Paulina, have you anything to say?
How do you do, Granny?
Fine, fine. I got fed up with those doctors from the city, so I called in the sexton from St. Nicholas Church. Did me good, too. Gave me a charm.
A charm for a serious illness?
Best thing in the world. But a fancy room you have here. How did you get the money for it?
Well, after all, Granny...
Everything you have is mortgaged to this Frenchman, isn't it?
Oh, Madame Joseph...
Oh, never mind. I know all about it.
I'm surprised at you, Granny. My expenses are not beyond my means.
They aren't? You must have robbed your own children of every kopeck. And you, their trustee.
I protest.
Stop uttering. You'll soil your beard. Where did you lose it all? Roulette?
Roulette? In my position? Granny, you must still be sick.
You're lying again. I'll bet they can't tear you away from the wheel. I'll take a look today and see what this roulette is like. I'll need somebody to go with me.
Si madame me permettra, ça sera un plaisir.
Oh, pleasure, huh? You don't have to come jumping around. I'm not going to give you any money, alive or dead.
Madame...
Come on, lift my chair.
But, Granny, you must be tired after your trip. Where are you going?
To the casino, idiot. That's what I came for.
Our visit to the casino was a triumph. Granny watched with a wild curiosity. She had her push forward to clear a place for her with the potatoes. She asked me abrupt questions in a half whisper. I explained the manner of betting to her. Red and black, odd and even, high and low. And finally, on the individual numbers.
But what about the zero?
Well, that means the bank wins everything, Granny. When zero turns up, they take everything up on the table.
But suppose I bet on zero. Can I do that?
Oh, yes. It pays 35 times what you bet.
35 times? Does it turn up often?
36 chances against it.
Nonsense. Zero is the thing. Here, Alexei. Take this money. Bet it on zero.
But, Granny, zero just turned up. It won't come again for a long time. Nonsense.
Bet the money.
But, Granny, the odds against it are so high that...
Poppycock. You're afraid of the cold, you shouldn't go into the forest. Put down the money.
Very well. It's yours, Granny.
What's happening, Alexei? What's happening?
Wait, Granny, the wheel's stopping now.
Oh, we've
lost again, eh? A bet again, Alexei.
But, Granny, you
can't... Bet again, you hear me? Sure as I'm alive, I'll sit here till that zero comes up. Bet, Alexei, bet again.
She stared with feverish eyes at the little ball dancing on the spokes of the turning wheel. She laughed again, and again. She thumped the table with her fist when the croupier announced another number.
Bet again, Alexei. Hurry, he's going to turn it. Don't dawdle, bet on zero. The good Lord himself put zero into my head. It will come, don't you worry.
It's flowing down now, Granny. There.
Zero.
Zero. You hear that? Zero. Zero, Alexei. Bet again.
Bet again and again. Three times in a row the zero turned up. It was incredible. Unbelievable. I was a gambler myself. My head swam. My legs trembled. The stack of chips in front of Granny grew and grew. Now she bet on red. Once, twice, three times the red turned up. And then at last she turned to me.
12,000 altogether.
Alexei, pour the gold into my purse and put away the notes. That's enough. Home. Wheel my chair out.
Alexei Ivanovich, how dare you? How dare you?
I don't understand, General. What's the matter?
You are undertaking to be the guide for this old woman. You know she'll lose everything. She'll gamble away her whole fortune. You've seen how she plays. If she begins to lose, she'll never stop till she gambles away everything.
Well, it's her money, General.
Her money? Do you realize that you'll ruin the whole family? If she loses her whole fortune, what will become of me? Of Polina? Alexei, save us.
But how can I? What influence have I got with Granny?
Well, refuse to help her play.
Somebody else will turn up. They hang around at the casino like flies.
Then don't let her play. Alexei, I beg you in no Russian style. I beseech you. I bow down before you. I kiss your boot. Please stop her. Don't get in the way of our lives. Then Alexei, help us, please.
Vance.
Here, Ivanovich. I have a message from the princess.
From Granny? It's 3 o'clock in the morning.
She says she can't sleep. She wants you to meet her immediately.
But why?
To take her to the casino. She is going back to the roulette wheel.
Oh, God have mercy. God have mercy.
They were expecting her. Already the croupiers and officials looked upon Granny as their prey. Then, just what we expected.
Well,
four times Granny bet on zero, then four times on the red, and lost.
Bet again, Alexei. Hurry.
But Granny, it's so much. What if red doesn't turn up?
Hold your tongue. Here. Bet this on the red. Red, come on. Red.
Zero.
Granny, we lost again.
Holy saints, it turns up now. Why didn't we bet on it? It's your doing. You talked me out of it.
Granny, I talked sense to you. I can't have luck.
Oh, luck. I'll give you luck. Go away. Get out. Get away from me. No. Stay here. Oh, what do we do next? I'll win it back. I know I'll win it back. All over.
Perhaps if we'd bet the last on red.
No, I have thrown away 100,000 rubles. I have exactly 50 rubles left. Here, Alexei. They're for you.
No, Danny.
It's yours. I shall have to borrow to go home to Moscow. That Englishman?
Mr. Radcliffe said he'd be glad to make you a loan.
Well, Alexei, I want to go home now. My bones ache. Don't be hard on an old fool like me. Verily, God seeks out and punishes pride, even in old age. There's only one thing that comforts me.
What's that, Granny?
They were waiting for me to die. They wanted my money. Well, it's gone now, and I'm still alive. I'm still alive.
What are you doing in my room?
Granny's gone, isn't she?
Yes.
Then you must help me.
Why?
I've received a note from the Frenchman. He knows Granny lost everything. He's foreclosing.
Well, that's the general's worry, isn't it?
50,000 of it is mine. You don't understand. Degru offered to forgive him 50,000 francs so that I could sue for it.
Well?
I can't take it from him. If only I could fling the 50,000 in his face.
But you were thinking of marrying him.
But now when I have no money, when I have no prospects, I can't. Alexei, you said you loved me.
I'd kill him. I'll fight him in a duel.
Don't talk romantic nonsense.
But where can I get 50,000? Perhaps borrow it from Mr. Astley.
I thought you would understand. I've come to you for help. To you. Only to you.
Paulina, give me 1 hour. 1 hour. I'll come back, you'll see. Be here.
But where are you going?
Just wait for me. 1 hour. It was 10:15. I went into the casino with a confident expectation. I won once. Twice on red. Again on the odds. Again on red. I was as though in delirium. I felt chilled with terror, and a shudder made my arms and legs tremble. I felt with horror what was at stake. I bet and lost again and again, up and down, winning, losing, down to my last coin and up to thousands. Red, black, odd, even, zero, over and over the wheel spun. I was soaked with sweat. I heard nothing, saw nothing, for the whirling wheel and the long rake of the croupier as he slid the chips and gold across the table. Black, red, over and over, madly, blindly, black, red. Polina, look, gold flung, $300. Look, I've won $200,000. Look at it, gold.
I see it.
Polina, here, $50,000 for you. $50,000. Throw it in the Frenchman's face tomorrow. You're free now, Polina. If you like, I'll take you away early in the morning. What is it, Polina? What is it? Why are you laughing at me? Answer me.
I won't take your money.
Why? Why not?
I won't take money for nothing.
I offer it to you as a friend. I offer you my life.
You give too much. De Grille's cast-off property is not worth $50,000.
How can you talk to me like that? Am I like him? Am I a De Grille?
I hate you. Yes, you're like him. You're all like him.
Polina, listen to me. What is it? Something changed? I want to help you. I love you.
You want to buy me? For $50,000
a ticket. No, Polina. No,
I'm sick of it. I'm sick of the pretense.
Polina, I love you. I've always loved you.
Very well. You still want to give me $50,000?
Yes.
You haven't changed your mind?
Here it is, in notes and gold.
Very well. It's mine now, isn't it?
Yes. It was always yours.
Well, here are your $50,000. Back!
Was it? Why did she do it? Was it wounded pride? Despair at having brought herself to come to me? I loved her. She knew I loved her, and yet she despised me. Why? Why? I found out she went from my room direct to Miss Leslie, the Englishman.
She is ill, and that is all I care to say.
She is really with you?
Yes, and I intend to keep her.
I congratulate you, Miss Leslie.
I presume you will be going to Paris now.
What for?
All Russians who have money go to Paris.
No. No, I can't leave her. I can't go away.
She's ill. She needs me.
I intend to take care of her. If you remain here and annoy her, you will answer to me. Good day, sir.
Of course, I went to Paris. There was a girl named Blanche. And in 3 weeks, my money was gone. $200,000. When I left, she even cried a little and told me to come back. If I won again.
It has been a year and 8 months since then. I've been in prison for debt. I've served as a lackey. I've begged and borrowed and stolen. And sooner or later, every coin passes through my hands across the gambling table to the inevitable rake of the croupier.
I tremble as I hear the chant.
I play for the tiniest stakes, waiting, calculating, standing all day at the wheel and watching. I even dream of playing as if I were grown stiff and wooden, sinking slowly in a foul swamp, waiting, passively, for the ooze to bubble over my mouth and nostrils.
I was sitting on a bench in the Humboldt Park when I met Miss Leslie once again.
Don't bother telling me your story, Alexei. I know it. I know all the details of your life.
That's kind of you.
I'm glad to find that you have maintained your independence of spirit.
You mean you're really sorry I'm not broken?
Tell me, do you intend to give up gambling?
I should give it up
as soon as you've won back what you've lost? I thought so. Have you any occupation besides gambling?
None.
Oh. You've grown rusty, haven't you? Given up your life, your friends, the duties of a man. You've even given up your memories. I remember you as an intense young man, passionate. Now your dreams, your desires, don't rise above red, black, odd, even, and the 12 middle numbers.
Why don't you leave me alone? I've forgotten nothing. I'll come back. I'll rise from the dead.
You will still be here in 10 years' time. I'll bet on that.
I haven't forgotten everything. Where's Polina?
In Switzerland. Don't ask about her.
She's left you, huh?
I consider her name on your lips a blot on my moral feelings.
Then you don't know her. If she's left just for a higher bank account, perhaps a title. What are you? A sugar boiler.
Oh, this is disgusting nonsense. She hasn't left me. I came here to find you at her request.
What?
Yes. She loved you. I can tell you that now, because you are a lost man. You've destroyed yourself. Your life is over. No doubt you're in need of money. Now, here are 10 louis d'or for me. I won't give you any more. You'll gamble it away in any case. Take it, and goodbye.
He's wrong. Switzerland. I must start tomorrow. She still loves me. He said so. I must begin again. Rise again. I must show them. Let Polina know I still can be a man. I've only to go and see her, but... It's too late tonight. Tomorrow. That's it, tomorrow. But tonight? Tonight I have 10 louis d'or. I've begun with less than that. In 1 hour, I can transform my destiny. Oh, yes. It'll be different tonight. All I need is courage. Sometimes your last coin turns the trick. Bet your last coin and you walk away a rich man. Tonight. Tonight. I know I shall win. But tomorrow. I know now. Within my heart. I'm lost. Tomorrow. It will... all be over.
You have heard a dramatization of The Gambler by Dostoevsky, as adapted for radio by Ernest Canoy. In tonight's cast, the croupier was Ramsey Hill. Alexei was Dan O'Herlihy. The general was Nestor Paiva. Paulina was Georgia Ellis. Mr. Astley was Scott Forbes. Granny was Noreen Gamill. Your announcer, Don Stanley. With us again at the NBC Theater, sometime next week, for a dramatization of the Kreutzer Sonata by Tolstoy, and the following week for Daisy Miller by Henry James. These transcribed broadcasts of the NBC Theater are sponsored by the National Broadcasting Company as part of a college-supervised course in world literature. If you wish to increase your own knowledge and appreciation of the great novels and novelists, we suggest that you write for full information on these correspondence courses. Write to the NBC Theater in care of one of the following universities or colleges: the University of Louisville, Louisville, Kentucky; Kansas State Teachers College, Pittsburgh, Kansas; University of Tulsa, Tulsa, Oklahoma; Texas College of Arts and Industries, Kingsville, Texas; and Brooklyn College, Brooklyn, New York. Executive producer for the NBC Theater is Wade Arnold. The director of the NBC Theater is Andrew C. Love.
This program came to you from Hollywood. Tomorrow, hear Screen Directors with Ray Milland on NBC.